Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. Tonight, you're going to listen to three songs that I heard in 2010 by watching angels and archangels flying around me. Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Followed by a new chapter of my book, Become Who You Are. Enjoy, have a great time. Bye-bye.
Chapter 9, Follow Your Visions. Book, Become Who You Are. I was very young when my first visions came to me. Most of the time they were visions from past lives that I didn't quite understand. At that time, I didn't know those were coming from past lives. I would see a lot of battles, a lot of uniforms. And very specific places. I could describe the places through time and space. I was used to see things. I could see also entities. And I would feel them even more. Then, when I started to work, I would perceive my day before it happened, usually during the, when I was waking up in the bed for like 15-20 minutes, I would be able to go through my day that was coming. And in short period of time, I would be able to perceive the events that were going to occur. When the visions come, it's funny because if you try to focus on them in order to remember them, then the visions disappear, they vanish. You really have to let go the mind totally in order to be able to see. And if you try to see and to look precisely to detail, then you're using again your mind and the image disappears. You really have to let go. Well, it worked the same way also when I started to hear. When I was around 20 years old, that gift came to me later, I guess, in order to not to put too many things at the same time on top of each other. People often tell me, well, how come I don't feel for more than 1 year, or I don't see for more than 1 year. How come those things, those gifts can come and get back? And I will tell them, well, we have to learn one tool after another one. And if you start with all the tools at once, if your tools are very powerful, then you get overwhelmed and you can't define which one you're using. But if you start with one tool, you get to get used to it, to perceive how it works, then they slow down your ability in order to use it. For them, being able to let you use another tool and then come back later on to the first one or to a third one. So, I would give an advice to all of you is no matter what you feel, no matter your perceptions, just use the abilities that you have at that precious time in order to get the information that you need. And this is how I process. When I give healing, no matter what happens, no matter what I see or feel or hear, the messages that come, the way they come to me, they have to come that way. If it is through a vision, then I reveal that vision. If it is through something that I hear, I see it. You can't let the mind get into it. This is how it works. I have precise visions of my life, and I wrote that down. I started to do this in 2010. As soon as I got my mission revealed to me, of course, that surprised me. And now I keep seeing more precise visions, more precise images. Those images appeared as pieces of the puzzle. When you've got the vision that appears, you don't exactly know to what it belongs. You just can't describe it. Sometimes you see the links to something else, but not often or not always. So you have to put all that down on a sheet of paper and then wait until you find another one and another one. And you will have the answers. You will have the way of using them. You will get all the information you need, and you have to trust yourself for that. Of course, one vision can change, can be changed. And that's all the concept. We are able to see and to perceive, but also to change the potential future that is supposed to happen. We are reaching the limit of that book, talking about space-time distortions and how we can interact in between them two. Traveling through time and space will be soon being possible for the common people through machines that will be soon be released. Atlantis, Lemurians, and many other civilizations were using it in order to cross boundaries and limits of galaxies as well. The tone of the vision is limitless. Not only you can perceive, but you can transform. I use that gift a lot through healings. Through my visions, I see the disease. I see the sickness. On the body of people. And my guides show me how to release them. How to be able to make them disappear. Having visions of our life is scary. It's very scary. Because at that time, you're the only one who knows it. When that vision comes to you, you're the only one. And trust me, the bigger the visions are, the more you believe that you're getting crazy. The more outstanding you become, the more surprising the messages become. And it's because the messages are totally different from that person's life that you take so much risk naming them that you become more famous. But of course, if you're wrong, then that fame just runs against you. So it's a question of trust. Trust to our own gifts. It's a question of belief. It's a question of faith. How often are messages, guidances are true or wrong? Well, depend. The more confidence you give to your gifts, and the more power you give to your guides, yes, we give power to our guides by letting them come to us and guide our life. That's another concept. Well, the more we do it, the more things come to us, the more we increase our abilities. It is strange to perceive that our visions are meant to be manifested. We manifest visions because we name them, because we feel them. You think the mind creates the visions? No. Visions come through the mind. The mind can create visions, but they can't create the visions. The path that you're supposed to take. One step at a time, you walk through that tunnel in the darkness, and that brings you outside. One day my guides will tell me to wake up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I was in Chambéry in France. And to go out and to walk. To walk through the night, reaching the limits of the city and starting to walk in the woods. And as soon as you reach the woods, then all the path becomes dark and you don't even see where you're walking. You don't even see the path. You have to trust your inside visions to see, to feel the ground. And you do it. And suddenly you perceive the ground as it should be, as it is, but with that light all around us, we are not focusing enough. We don't perceive the path the way it is to be. We all have this second vision tool. That plug connected to our soul, to our visions. It takes a lot of courage to let go the mind and to just feel the move. It already takes a lot of energy to take a banner. It takes way more energy to create it only from visions. Visions that come just right there. And then it takes even more courage to take that banner and use it at yours, showing others the plan that you have, that you thought you had, when in fact it was not you having it. Who is sending us those visions? How come those visions come in this order and at that time precisely? Who sends us those visions? Well, visions are one way to talk to us, to communicate with us. There are many ways we can perceive and receive those messages, those visions. I have a lot of visions. Sometimes I have several visions at the same time. 3, 4, 5 movies running at the same time on totally different topics. One on teaching, one on Believe and Act, another one on John Martin visions on Path. Another one on research, technologic. We need to have our faith in those visions. We don't care if they are long or not. We don't care if they fill up the page or not. What counts is to remember something from that image. Something that talks to us. We won't be able to remember all the details of that story. And that's why usually, even if you see the big old picture of it, something, we perceive those connections. Let go the mind. Totally let go the mind. How often are we supposed to receive messages? Visions? It doesn't matter. Is it important that we perceive a lot of visions or only one or two? What's important is what you will be doing with those visions. Are you just going to write them down or to let them go? Do you really think you'll be able to memorize all of them? And for how long? you put them in a folder? Do you write something on it? What do you do with those visions? Those visions are your life in another space-time. You want to be able to do something with it. You feel that they are important, not only for you, but for others, for many others. Stop thinking that you're doing this only for you, because it's wrong. It's totally wrong. You can't be doing this alone. There has to be some other ones sharing the same visions as you, receiving messages for you, and not knowing you yet. I work that way. Sometimes I have one or two people who just take notes of the visions that I have, because I know I won't be able to describe all of them and to take notes at the same time and to type those lines and quotes or sentences. Hopefully, we have people who come towards us, other psychics, healers, and they help us. They help us completing those missions, those visions, being part of our life. So, thank you for all of you, for helping us believing in who we are, believing in our gifts. What should we do with the visions? What should we do with them? Should we just keep them? Keep track of them, write them somewhere, and just expect them to happen and to change our life one day? Or should we do something with it? Really do something with it? For each person is going to be different. But as soon as you're connected to that mission, to one mission, and you know that's your mission, well, you have no other choices than to follow your visions. And this is scary. This is a lot way more scary. Your visions usually bring you to the unknown, bring you to places you really don't know, sometimes to other continents, to other cultures, to other languages, to definitely other people that you don't know. I follow my visions as closely as I can. And things happen. Those things are just like, whoa, they blew my mind each time. I know it's not me only choosing those missions, those following those visions. It's me re-encoding objects, images, people, as soon as those messages and visions happen to come true, when I do create them. Yes, we can co-create this humanity with our visions. I still perceive visions. I still have a lot of buildings, inventions to be created. During next years, next 15 years, there will be so many. Anyone would be able to be running structures, inventions, who will heal people. This is totally amazing. How should we interact with our visions? Should we think as soon as we get those messages? Or are we supposed right away to act? Is that just coming now? Delivering me messages and visions. Who was that? As soon as you get connected, time and space just change. You think you're still there, but you realize suddenly that you're not talking, that you're elsewhere, receiving another message from some other places, on earth or not. Who is Anna? Who is that vision of that woman named Anna that I see? I don't know. It just came to me. I don't know who is Anna. But I know it is part of something important, and I don't know what it is yet. But I have to put that down in order to remember it. Now I will have this in the book, as well on the paper. You build up your visions, one piece after another. As soon as you get your visions, forget to think about it. Take it as it is. There is no meaning of trying to understand a vision. You have to feel a vision. If you want to understand better and to perceive better a vision, don't think about it. Just get back to it. In order to get back to one vision, in order to complete it, to have more answers to questions that you could have. travel through time and space. Get back there through that vision and can come back when you have it. How to get back to that vision? The first thing to do is as soon as you get focused to one image, you start to not talk. Your soul is focusing on that one, unfolding it, perceiving it, recording it. If you want to get back to a vision that you had, in order to complete it, stay focused on that crystal ball. Then open your heart, and as you are connected also and protected, you are able to go through your memories, eyes open. Yeah. I always give the advice to have eyes open through meditations or workshops. We need to remember things. We definitely need it. Closing our eyes don't help. Yes. Then you're able to travel through time and space. Just by being connected to that soul. Just going back to where that event happened. So you have to be still awake, but already a bit sleepy. And you get back to that vision. There is another trick in order to receive more visions, in order to meditate and not to fall asleep. The trick has to be tested in one weekend when you know that there is nothing else to do but to stay home. You have to be able to be alone for a little while. And you first start to sleep as much as you can. On the couch, for example. As soon as you're awake, try to get back to sleep again. The aim is to sleep more and more, to over-rest the body. So, at reaching one point, you won't be tired anymore. You won't be able to sleep, to fall asleep. At that time, get back to bed again and sleep. Even if it takes 10-15 minutes to get back to sleep, just do it. If you do those exercises long enough, on a very long time period of time, you will perceive that you'll be able to go back to your visions without falling asleep. You will perceive that you receive more and more messages, more and more missions. And you won't even understand why. Well, it's only because you saturated your body with sleep that you're suddenly able to perceive and to dream awake. That first time when that image comes to you, I close or open. It doesn't make any sense most of the time. But you don't care. You write that down. Because soon it will make a huge change. So do it. Go for it. My next visions after Canada are going to bring me to India. I've never been to India. This is going to be my first travel. But I perceive so many images, so many faces. It is like I've already been there. I've already seen those faces crying, waving at me. Yes. This is how it works. One vision brings you to another one. In India, I see faces, youngsters. They are running, they are coming. They are gathering. They want to learn, they want to feel, they want to see. For some of them, they know that their life is going to change. And they make everything being able to happen. When you have everything you need, and way more, you don't perceive as much. You don't feel the need to travel, just because you're able to. You know that just because you're using your debit card, you're able to go on the other side of the planet, then you don't do it. If your visions show you always the same country, always and always, you know there is something important to be doing there. But as well, are you going to go there? Thinking that you probably already have seen most of what you have to do just thanks to your missions or your visions. That's also why they don't show all of it, but at least chunks of it. So we still have many other things around that can be changed. It takes a lot to follow the visions. It takes a lot to let go everything and just to go on the mission. We definitely want to be on that train that's leaving for another city. Because I have seen that I was going to be already there, in that new city, in that new country, doing this and doing this. Visions are part of a family. works. Like this. Adding one image, one light. One face to another. So many people, so many souls, so many visions, all connected to one.